I believe that this bill is the answer, especially for protecting these rural counties out west that really, a lot of them don't have enough taxpayers to provide the services they're already providing. And if we throw in a bunch of problems, should any problems come with the construction of the pipeline, I think we can start breaking counties. So we need a protection in place. Nobody wants what happened in North Dakota to happen in South Dakota. We need some basic guidelines in place to protect the people who live there, the people who wish to work on the pipeline, and the people who wish to peacefully protest against the pipeline construction.